the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along. This is your Monday I'm a Celebrity update from Reality Rob Dixon and myself, Lee Phelps. Hey, Rob, you well?
Good morning. Not too bad, mate.
We had the weekend off. We had the weekend off, didn't we? You know, there's a lot to do with
the
weekend.
Some of us had the weekend off, I've heard.
Yeah. But we're back to catch up on all things I'm a Celebrity. Should we start with the outright betting? It seems like the most obvious place to begin. We have got Jimmy Bullard as the 4-6 favourite. Odds on favourite now, without even getting into the first eliminations, kind of reminiscent of last year with a certain Mr. Joey Essex. Melanie Sykes, second favourite, 5-2. Jake Quickenden's come in from a big price to 6-1 after doing the live trial and completing it in perfect fashion. Carl Fogarty is 25-1. Nadia Ford, the same price. Kendra Wilkinson and Tinchy Strider are 33s. Edwina Curry, 40-1. 66 for Michael Burke, and Vicky Michelle is 80-1. Jimmy Bullard, I mean, to be fair, he's doing nothing wrong. He's the kind of the clown of the camp, I suppose. I mean, I think there are some similarities between him and Joey Essex, in the kind of the lovable kind of clown, if you like, who people may grow a little tired of that. You couldn't be backing him at 4-6, that's for sure, Rob. We've seen too many of these get chinned.
Yeah, I suppose you've got. These do get beat, don't they? We mentioned early on last week that this has got the worst record for odds-on favourites, and Jimmy, I think, is going to put this to the test again. The only problem I still have is who's going to beat him. We've gone from what looked quite a closely competitive field middle of last week now to three front runners and the rest, really. And I'm actually amazed at the sort of gap between sort of a Jake Quickenden now and sort of Carl Fogarty and the rest. We're sort of 25-1 bar the three. From what we've seen on the edits, though, there is only three that can win it. Obviously, both Jake, Melanie and Jimmy have had sort of really good edits over the weekend. Some of them, again, I mean, I've hardly even seen Vicky Michelle. Did she not leave on sort of Wednesday with Gemma?
I don't know. I mean, I know what you mean about that, but I mean, she's in the the diary room, if you like to call it, they call it in this show. Bush Tucker Hut?
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, she's in that on camera quite a lot, and she's kind of a bit of an old sage giving her her thoughts on things, and she tends to be quite right. She was the one who was talking about Carl Fogarty maybe becoming a little jealous. So she kind of sits on the outside, doesn't she, and watches. But I agree with you. I mean, she's hardly on camera enough. Melanie Sykes, 5-2 second favourite, is interesting, Rob. I mean, there's been a bit of controversy in the Sunday papers over the weekend. Her ex-husband has come out and made claims that she physically attacked him on honeymoon, which, I mean, whether she did or not, it's a pretty low-down, dirty trick to do that when she's in the jungle and can't...
When she can't defend herself.
Yeah, then, doesn't seem like the sort of woman who's a nasty piece of work.
He sees the idea to sort of make a quick buck, doesn't he?
But, yeah, maybe so. I mean, it doesn't seem... You know, whether that'll have any negative impact on her, I don't know. And obviously, she was in tears when she had the, as most of them were, when they received their care packs, but doing nothing wrong. And I noticed on the live trial, Rob, I don't know if you spotted this, but whenever Anton Deck asked the group a question, she was the spokeswoman. She was the one who spoke up. Now, that would have been predetermined, you know, by the producers to say, can one of you be the person who answers our questions rather than you all jumping in?
Yeah.
It makes better TV. So whether she put herself
was
forward...
She sat closer to Anton Deck anyway.
Yeah, but they would have picked someone. And, you know, it's interesting that she was picked or she put her hand up or whatever else. But obviously did the trial very well as well. Again, like Jimmy, there's nothing not to like about Mel at the minute, is there?
No, not at all. In another year, she probably would still be fav on this.
Yeah,
the only thing
that
she's got is the fact that she's doing these trials very well. Is again, she's not going to get picked. It'd be interesting to know where they go with the trials now, because obviously Jake's done really well and Melanie's done well. It's only really Kendra that struggled. I wonder if they sort of aim to go back to Kendra. I'm amazed that Edwina's not been sort of.
I think there's a couple of others who could maybe get called in.
But saying that, she was in the last night's last night's live task was the first one that she was actually eligible for.
True.
Because she'd been in that group, hadn't she? So
She hasn't annoyed people too much, I think.
I think she's come across all right.
Jimmy's got this trial to do, of course, which was the aftermath of the live trial. So we'll wait and see what happens with that one. It's basically it's another trial kind of based around the queue where he's going to be transferring one thing to another in the company of a lot of snakes by all accounts.
Yeah, I mean it's another opportunity
for Jimmy to shorten the market, basically.
It's set up for Jimmy to go shorter again tonight, isn't it? So maybe we'll talk tomorrow and he'll be 4-7 or shorter. But it does seem a little bit short this time of the competition. But again, if there's nothing for him to beat, then...
But we would have said this about previous contestants. There's plenty to beat. You know, there's plenty of people in there.
The polls. I was just while we were on. I was actually having a look at the sort of digital spy poll for how it's going, and he's winning. It's not too.
It's not a landslide.
It can easily
it?
be changed, can't it?
Jake Crickenden, third favourite now, 6-1. That's based around how well he did in the task and the fact that he's getting a lot of exposure early on because he's kind of, he's gone in there and settled in very quickly. He's obviously getting on pretty well with Nadia. He was in the CIA, of course, as well. So he's had a lot of exposure and maybe a surprise that he's still as big as 6-1, Rob.
It's a strange one because he's... Reading Digital Spy this morning, he's come across as sort of a little bit of a sort of creep and he's sniffing round the others. He sort of sniffed round sort of Nadia and Kendra, hadn't he? And wonder what the actual public sort of perception of him is.
Well, I think it's let's get this out of the way, shall we? 14-1 winner last night on the live trial betting. Rob pricing up the live trial, and I just thought that the basis of that kind of that bet, it was a bit of an outside shout, was that I'd spotted the same thing on Twitter and on Digital Spy, that people weren't particularly taking to him, and that combined with the fact that, there's a lot of, women out there who are finding him quite easy on the eye, led me to think that he probably would get quite a few votes when there's no one else really to pick. And I think the same will be, I think he will be a classic, kind of, he might even go shorter yet, but I think eventually I think he will get on people's nerves. Who are watching, so
on the plus side, I think he's coming across really well.
I do as
he's
well.
He's clearly popular in the camp. He's getting stuck in with everything, having a laugh, enjoying the experience, and he's doing well on the task.
He's just won 10
meals. For him, it's second chance, isn't it? He wanted to make it on X Factor. He's been given, luckily for him, he's been given a second chance at the big time. Well, probably not X Factor, obviously, but he's been given a chance to make a career out of something.
Yeah. Well, don't be surprised if he ends up hosting a show in the next 12 to 18 months somewhere. Or the Carl Fogarty, 25-1. The rest are all big prices here. Like you say, at the minute, it's very hard to see anyone. Carl Fogarty's got a little bit of nastiness about him, hasn't he?
I think
he's not very endearing.
There's a little bit of an underlying
tension,
I think. If there's anybody in the camp, I think it's going to snap.
Yeah, it'll be
at some stage.
Yeah.
It will be Fogarty.
Yeah.
I think looking at the market of the 25s and bigger, the only one that would interest me maybe is Edwina. But
I genuinely
thought she'd have been up for that. She'd been a lot shorter for that task last night.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. She's all right in the camp, isn't she? We're waiting to see that this group of celebrities hasn't really got tetchy yet, so we're waiting to see what happens when the cracks start to appear. Now they've got a couple of full meals for them.
I think they've got lucky in the fact that apart from Kendra, everybody else has done really well on the task. We've not got to the stage where
starvation's
we've not got to a situation like a sort of Gillian McKeith or a Helen Flanagan where every night they're being given the task.
Yeah,
so people come in, people are actually doing the tasks well, and they're not getting hungry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it tends to be in these sort of things. I think I saw this about 3-4 years ago where the tasks went well. They did sort of mix it up a little bit and just make it more tougher and stuff. And, I mean, I think if they think it's going a bit too easy, then they will obviously sort of change things up. So, I'd be surprised if they carry on just... picking the easy people and the task going well. There will be other things happening, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we'll wait and see. I mean, I think there were the first signs of, I think it was Edwina. It was either Edwina or Vicky kind of commenting that you know, oh, it was Kendra again who kind of was the one who was moaning. So there's the first signs of maybe she's starting to get on people's nerves.
I think Melanie sort of came out and just said, you're a bit wet, just get yourself together, sort of thing.
Yeah, last night there was someone they just made a bit of a snidey remark, though. It was, I think it was Edwina, actually. I think we may start to see some cracks appearing very soon. As far as the first elimination market goes, Vicky Michelle 7-4, understandably the favourite, bearing in mind that she's not really featured too much. But I'd argue whether Tinchy's appeared any more than she has, and he's 10-1. Kendra's interesting because I thought it was quite clear, just going back to that live trial market, Rob, I thought it was very clear what the producers had in mind with Kendra. If you were watching the show closely, it wasn't overly aware that she was eligible for the vote until quite late in the show, and I think the voting had either closed or was about to close. There's been some chat in the papers this weekend about producers maybe just pushing the CIA gently into picking Kendra so she couldn't do the challenge, because let's remember, it's a TV show, there's lots of money spent and lots of expertise used in designing these fantastic trials, and to not see any of those two that she did would have been galling for the TV company and the producers and the designers of these trials. So I think they obviously didn't want her to do the trial last night. It would have made poor TV.
We obviously have had it before with Gillian, sort of.
But that was different, because she was
before she started.
She was entertaining while she was doing it. This is, you know how long the eating trial took to film? It would be 2 hours and 45 minutes, we're told.
Yeah.
I mean, Ant and Dec wouldn't have been happy with that, full stop. And neither would the producers. You know, this is there was a great piece actually last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. If you have a chance to catch it, where they showed you a day in the life of I'm a Celebrity and how the filming's done and the behind the scenes thing. Maybe I'm a bit of an anorak, but I really enjoyed it. And you see what a tight schedule they're on. You can't really afford to be spending nearly 3 hours on an eating trial. So I think they've had the fill with Kendra doing these. It's not good TV because she's just whining and she's not showing you the trial, basically. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Kendra Wilkins at 4-1. It'd be interesting to see how much of an edit she gets from now on, here on in, if they want rid of her now.
Yeah, it's been drifting out, Kendra. I mean, she was 7-4, I think, to go when we priced it up originally. Obviously, it changes on a sort of night-by-night basis, but on what you're saying, maybe she is now getting to a decent, backable proposition at 4-1. We still don't know when the first elimination is going to be.
No, I was actually just typing that in. Every day I type it in. But...
Well, originally, I think it was planned for tonight. But I think with Craig having to go back home and Gemma not wanting to stay, I think it might have pushed it back a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get one now until maybe next Wednesday. I'm only thinking that because there's no live show tomorrow. There's no show tomorrow with the Champions League being on. So maybe they'll open the phone lines for sort of 48 hours and the first one will go on Wednesday night.
You could well be right there. But I'm trying to find the market. Every day I look for this and I've just seen nothing. So obviously ITV are waiting to keep that pretty quiet.
The Sky EPG this morning and there's nothing on there.
Well, it doesn't tell you. It just gives you the same old flannel, doesn't it?
About the live trial, though. That was the thing. So you'd think that they'd tell you about who will leave in tonight's first elimination or who will be first to leave.
Yeah, the rest of the prices in that first elimination. Then Vicky Michelle 7-4, Kendra Wilkinson 4-1, Edwina Curry 5-1, Michael Burke 6-1, Nadia 4-9, Carl Fogarty 10s, Tinchy Schreider 10s, Jake Crickenden 25, 66 Melanie Sykes, and 100-1 for Jimmy Bullard. We talked about the outrights, and now there's not an awful lot to get stuck into. I think that's a very, very interesting market with plenty of value in it still. So we'll keep an eye on it, Rob, and we'll keep seeing who gets the most airtime. I'm planning, if I can manage it, to actually figure out who literally has the most airtime. So I've got them all recorded. So if I get time, I'm going to from last night till the first elimination's announced, we'll see who is being denied airtime by
the
producers.
I'll leave you with that task. I want you to report back to the podcast when we reconvene on tomorrow.
It might never happen. I'm just saying I might do it.
No, you've got till tomorrow.
Rob, thanks for your time. We'll speak tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks to Reality Rob there. He's on Twitter. It's @reality_Rob. I'm @LeePhelps. Love to hear from you on your I'm a Celeb shouts and any other specials matters for that matter. We're doing a little update every single day this week. So check them out on williamhill.com/podcasts, on audioboom.com, or you can download them and subscribe at iTunes, and you'll get all our specials podcasts sent to you whenever we release them. If you're having a bet on any of the markets, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.